This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer Horn in her heyday. This is Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. I'm still in my heyday, too. On the Good Day program, we bring you discussions of the good, the bad, the ugly, mostly the good, though. I'd like to think there's more good in humanity than not. So that becomes the overriding principle, the overlying. What's the word I'm looking for?
The overriding principle, truth? I don't know. What are you looking for? Well, sounds like.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm just thinking of all the good stuff. The overriding mission of this program is to bring you up to date on,
there you go,
on good things. Yeah, thank you. For example, researchers have demonstrated how carbon dioxide can be captured from industrial processes and sometimes even directly from the air, transformed thus into clean, sustainable fuel that comes from the energy of the sun, which is how all of the energy, when you get right down to brass tacks, this is something else I've been kind of on an Al Gore toot today, or maybe last couple of days, talking about some of the things, the airplane that's going to be electric that won't have any consequences. Well, they all have consequences one way or another. What we mean when you're talking about not having consequences, there isn't bad stuff put into the air, at least from the plane. But what does it take to make the plane? What kind of energy is used and what kind of tools are used to make the cars, the battery-powered cars, or the battery-powered trucks, or the battery-powered train, or the battery-powered plane, right?
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, it's all part of what happens when you react, you change. If you learned this in chemistry in high school, you realize that all this stuff, there's a reaction, and chemicals change their form, and one is combined with another, yada, yada, yada. But there is a lot of focus on plastic waste, which I think is appropriate. I think we have way too much plastic waste stuff that is not convertible to much of anything else. You can chop it up. I know my friend Libman, Robert Libman, has the Libman Company out in Illinois, and all of the things that they use, the household tools that you have in your home, the stuff you use to wash the dishes or mop the floor or sweep up or whatever, all those things come from plastic. He buys 90 truckloads of this stuff, Jennifer,
wow,
at a time. All of the plastic bottles that are recycled are chopped up into little teeny pieces, and he uses that. That's all he uses. Doesn't use anything new. It's all recycled plastic. And I don't know whether they say that on the container. You know what I'm talking about. Libman, right? You see him in all the stores.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure whether it says on the label that it has, you know, all of the...
I bet it does.
Recycled plastic. I think so. Probably does. Anyway, so this new process to pull CO2 from the air and also plastic waste is all powered by solar power. Now, that to me is the clean. That and wind power and water power are the cleanest of all of the. There's no negative impact other than, well, I suppose maybe there is. When it comes
birds.
To, you can find the birds get wiped out.
Yeah, the birds aren't excited about wind power.
No. Well, the other side
they're
of the
like,
solar.
Something shy.
Yeah, boom. Right. Aww. See you later.
Poor little birds.
The solar thing, after 10 or 12 years, those panels begin to decay. And then there are people who say, well, what do we do with what's left, whatever that stuff is? And there's a question there that has not been solved yet particularly well. It's sort of from the same department. Here, I started out with a good story, and now I'm telling you why all this is bad. The battery stuff that comes from electric cars and everything is powered with electricity, like your battery with flashlight, right? Or your toothbrush or whatever that you have that is battery-powered. What happens to those batteries when you take them and throw them into the rubbish? Where do you think they go?
The landfill.
Yeah. And then what happens to them? They begin to melt, and that stuff seeps into the soil. So we have, through that activity, we have denigrated the quality of the soil. Wait a minute. Didn't I start this to...
With
this
good
story
news.
Was supposed
yeah.
to be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, it was the
so
photosynthetic.
So far now we're killing birds and poisoning people with
yeah,
batteries.
Right.
What else you got?
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Yeah. What else have I got? I don't know. I just... I guess I got to thinking about the airplane and all of the things that we are being sold. And so maybe I shouldn't be that excited because we're being sold a bill of goods. Okay, well, I guess so much for that news story, that good news story. Here's something. All right, let's, as long as we're going down this path, the Registry of Motor Vehicles here in Massachusetts, we always like that. When you're here, we talk about California stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about Massachusetts stuff because I'm here. And so... the 1st of July, we'll see longer lines at the Registry of Motor Vehicles here.
Well, that sounds great, because they were not long enough to begin with.
Right, exactly. This is one of the most horrible departments in the state. But the reason they're going to change is because of a new act, a new law called the Work and Family Mobility Act, which, don't you love these names for various new laws? This law, and this is where I get off the ship here, allows undocumented aliens to get driver's licenses here.
Nice.
So the state, to prep for this new group of drivers, they have hired new staff. They have offered new hours, and they're publishing material in 15 languages. So at what point have we gone off the deep end when it comes to this? And people say, well, you're pretty intolerant if you don't think we should publish the information. No, you know what? I guess I am, because English is our language. You want to come here? Do I sound like some crusty old fart? Learn the language. That's what I think ought to be part of. You want to assimilate into our society?
Were you wanting me to answer
about
that question?
Well, there's an answer to it, whether we like the answer.
No, the one that
we
said
like.
You sound like a crusty old fart.
Oh.
I didn't know if you actually wanted me to answer that.
Well, sure, why not? Help yourself. Let's have at it. Yes. Do I sound like a crusty old fart?
No.
I say... They're going to expand. Hey, the Registry of Motor Vehicles has sucked in Massachusetts for decades. Now, all of a sudden, because we want to take care of people who shouldn't be here in the first place, we're going to make it easier for them to get licenses, even though they don't have any status. We're going to pay the taxpayer for new people. Why didn't they do this before when the lines were out the door? It
You're
takes
no fun. Come
undocumented.
On, the more the merrier.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Am I the only one who has any common sense, or is that not considered
Look,
common
you know,
sense?
I scream about this stuff in California, too. It seems like nobody hears it, but it's just, it's
Hello?
Ridiculous.
My microphone on?
I know.
Where's my microphone? Yeah, okay. Under this law, undocumented state residents will be able to get licensed under the same standards that everybody else has.
Yeah, and then get this. So in California, everybody who gets a license is automatically registered to vote. So you can't tell me that there's not some crazy shenanigan funny business. Whoopsie, oh, we registered some illegal immigrants to vote while we gave them their driver's license. Whoops. Sorry.
Well, a lot of the same sort of stuff happens in California as happens in Massachusetts. It's like New York, Massachusetts, California, maybe Washington.
Well, here's what happens is that the rest of the country goes, oh, that's just crazy California. That could never happen here. But
right.
They roll it out in these places like California and Massachusetts and New York. They see how it goes. And they see if people fight back. And then if people don't fight back, guess what the rest of the country gets?
Well, and the former governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, vetoed this when it was passed. He's no longer the governor. There's a lady named Maura Healey who's the governor now, and so this now get put back on the front burner. But the they blame the Republicans, you know, all the bad Republicans for doing this, for keeping these people from having their just desserts. They don't deserve to have a license unless they're citizens of the country, or at least have a green card. Aye, aye, aye. All right, speaking about Massachusetts and Connecticut, good, Doug, try this, take two. Massachusetts and California, what do we have in common? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came from the Bay State, father was Robert F. Kennedy Sr., that's how it works. He was a presidential candidate, attorney general, brother of JFK. So the kid is 69 now, which is kind of a mind blower in and of itself. He's an activist. A lot of people say he's going to be a problem for the vax crowd. I don't think he's going to be a problem. He's just trying to tell a story about what maybe is needed and what isn't. But this guy is getting a lot of attention and getting a lot of traction, and he's going to be a real headache for Bob Biden. Good Doug.
For
Joe Biden.
You know, I was looking at him the other day. He's pretty dang handsome.
He's like a Kennedy.
Yeah, and this is the thing that this is how I know I'm getting older. When I look at him, you know, at first it was when I was looking at the media, whatever, at some point. And I was like, oh, wow, who's that? And it was Justin Bieber's dad. And so then that was like my first foray into, wow, you must be getting older because Justin Bieber's dad looks more attractive to you than, like, you know, little child Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking at Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going, he's not bad. He's pretty handsome, actually.
Yeah, well, he looks like a Kennedy, sounds like a Kennedy, he was a quack like a duck, walk like a duck, must be a duck. So
I can't say that I'm as excited about him. I've met him. I think he's a really nice person, and I think that he stands for some great stuff. You know, I welcome Democrats who are brave enough to stand for free speech and for choice when it comes
to medical
issues and stuff. I'm sorry?
I said that's big of you. Thank you.
But no, I appreciate it. Look, hey, we all speak from our own perspectives, right?
That's true.
So I appreciate what he's doing, and I think it's interesting how people are like, especially conservatives are like, wow, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because he's like a sensible Democrat, because we haven't had one in such a long time. It's very telling. So I appreciate his position. I do think that he's going to go wild with the green stuff. He is not conservative when it comes to environmental issues. And so that concerns me about him. But, you know, the more Biden ignores him, the more powerful he seems to get. So it'll be interesting to see if they ever have to force the hand.
There has to be some counter to Joe Biden. He's just not with it. He's
not
a good president.
No.
He just is not long
since. Did you hear when he said God save the Queen on Friday after he left his speech?
Jack, please. 18 after the hour.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock. He needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
I don't know about you, but I'm like a kid in the candy store when I hear that a vehicle is being redesigned from the ground up. And that's exactly what Lexus is doing with its SUV, the 2024 GX. Lexus has beefed up the GX's off-road capability while still having a luxurious cabin. So whether you're picking up the kids from school or taking the scout pack camping in the woods, the GX is ready for you. This thing can tow up to 8,000 pounds with its V6 3.4-liter twin-turbo engine. The Overtrail grade comes standard with 33-inch all-terrain tires and 18-inch wheels. Plus, you can get the really popular two-tone paint on the Overtrail grade. And, of course, four-wheel drive comes standard, so you're going to need that. If you're into hybrids, the GX Hybrid is coming soon. It seats up to 7 and has all the tech and safety features you expect. It'll hit your wallet at about $60,000. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Table. Bravo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, checking out our social media, what people are talking about. There is always a check-in. We're asking people each day to kind of, as you get started and you're looking around and you're connected to us at facebook.com/Good Day Show, or maybe it's Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter Good Day On Air, and then there's our website as well. So what stories have you paid attention to in the last few days? If I said that to you, Jennifer, what would you say? Your insight, please, into what the most important story is or isn't, perhaps.
Well, of course, I'm always paying attention to the Trump, the indictment stuff, the Biden family scandal with the $5 million bribes. The submarine has been a huge one, that one that's been lost. I've been paying a lot of attention to that. And because I'm local to L.A., over the last few days, there was a big protest at Dodger Stadium because they honored the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So,
huh? What's that?
Well, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a group of trans activists, but they dress up like nuns and they gyrate on crosses. And so it's pretty blasphemous. I mean, they do raise money for charity, so I'll say that. But they do it in a way that is pretty darn offensive to, like, Catholics, Christians, pretty much anybody with a pulse. If you looked at what they're doing, it's kind of offensive. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay says that he is concerned or is interested in the poor performance of government agencies. Yeah, me too, sir. Hello. Kind of an across-the-board sort of thing. Greg Donahue says Blinken's trip to China was an apparent flop. You know what? I didn't really pay any attention after he also listened to Brett Baer in his interview with Trump the other day. He's on. Did you see where he was? You actually came up a great deal on the Talkers Heavy 100 list. I think you're what? You were 99 last year. I think you're 59 this year.
I was 67 this year, but I was I wasn't 99 last year. I think I was 88. Like I was the last couple of years. So moving my way up, but that was very sweet. I need to call Michael Harrison and tell him thank you. It was a great honor.
Baer is number five on the list, I think, now. And he's been around for what?
Are you thinking about Brian Kilmeade?
I mean, Kilmeade, sorry. Yes, right. Yeah. And it's interesting because I confuse the two of them all the time. I don't know Bear, never met him, but I certainly know Brian. So I don't know why.
Brett Bear to me is one of the more serious journalists I think that we have, at least in the attempt of being serious these days in cable news. I think he does a really good job. I think he tries to be fair.
See, I don't think Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, Brian Kilmeade I absolutely love. And I have to say, as much as he's great on Fox and Friends, and I love him on that show, he's really a good radio guy, too. It's unusual when people can be good TV and
both radio and
people.
TV. Right.
Yeah, he does it really well.
Rush couldn't do it. Rush was horrible on TV. Didn't last. He had two or three attempts at doing something that didn't work. He was a radio guy. And most of the radio, as you're suggesting, that stuff doesn't translate well onto television. But I will tell you that in terms of what you just said about being serious, I think that the old WGN, now the new Net News, whatever they call it. What do they call it?
News Nation.
News Nation, thank you. I think
you're a fan.
Fabulous, yeah, right.
I saw you wearing memorabilia. You were wearing a hat or something.
I had a hat and a shirt that was sent to me by the fellow that runs it because he heard that I talked about it a lot on the air, and I do because I think they're good. Okay, let's see here. Good morning from Mississippi. Yes, how do you do, Mississippi? Terry says you're not happy with the communication, China and the back and forth with Taiwan being independent.
Yeah.
We should be concerned. I think we are concerned, Terry, but maybe you haven't been paying attention to it. We're quite concerned about what's going on with the Chinese, and I'm more concerned about what the Chinese have done, and we're asleep as to what they did in Cuba, frankly.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Officials from multiple countries are in a race against time to find a civilian submersible that had five people aboard when it went missing Sunday in the North Atlantic while traveling to the wreckage of the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger, commander of the U.S. Coast Guard's 1st District.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board. And so we're using that time, making the best use of every moment of that time to locate the vessel.
Another round of severe weather is set to hit parts of the southern U.S. today. Heavy storms are expected to track into Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, with the potential for damaging wind gusts, large hail, and flooding. Storms could reach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow. Tornadoes have also hit the region in recent days, causing serious damage and several deaths. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Join the conversation, call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Yoda says hello.
Hello.
Yoda.
Says hello, does Yoda?
Yes. That's good. Yes, he does. Says it just like that. Jennifer Horn here and Doug Steffen making a valiant attempt at bringing you up to date. What's going on in our conversation includes our thoughts about the things that are happening here, there, and everywhere. It's like an absolute law that Doug and Jennifer and Jay, at every turn, at every challenge, have no fear. You encounter our gifts of wisdom and light. Very valuable, don't you think, Jennifer? Did you ever really look upon this? Yes, this is causal conversation. I like that. I think that's instead of more stimulating conversation, let's call it causal conversation.
I like
you can
it.
Use that on KRLA.
You all choked up there?
Excuse me. Yeah, I get that way. Okay. So, we have not fallen from grace here. We haven't fallen from Jennifer. We haven't fallen from Jay. We are here to do where we've shown up to do our best at bringing you up to date on what's going on in Florida. For example, a deputy and a resident are lucky to be alive after they were sucked into a drainage pipe. How'd you like this to be your story? A flood, a torrential downpour. The deputies on duty there, a fellow named William Hollingsworth, who was the sheriff's deputy, spotted a motorist who was stranded after getting caught in this big, heavy storm. Mm-hmm. Water was rising. He said at one point he got out of his patrol car to approach this person who was trapped in the water. As he approached, he saw the citizen go under the water, and then he jumped in. Wasn't worried about his own safety. He's trying to save this woman. So both of them were sucked into this drainage pipe, and they traveled 100 feet, Jennifer, underwater for almost a minute, going under the highway in sewerage. It's a four-lane road. They emerged on the other side of the road, but you can see the video.
Did they find the chicken when they were over there? I mean,
now, listen, he was trying to catch his breath as he was trying. The woman was in shock. Can you blanking believe what happened? It's the first thing he said. And the motorist said, "I almost died." Deputy and the resident were seen on the body camera.
And you know, the cops get a bad rap, but here's a cop who jumps in to help this woman and goes for a sewage cruise. I mean, come on.
This is an area where there have been a number of tornadoes and a number of, you know, problems with the water and trees falling and all that stuff, severe thunderstorms hammering parts of the state over the weekend. So, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at the weather now. Thunderstorms are likely to, through the balance of the week, from Arkansas down to the Florida Panhandle. And this is the time of year where this stuff happens. It just does, springtime. And it kind of miraculously goes away once we get into summertime. I don't know what the weather patterns change a little bit. But have you noticed more, because we were talking about La Nina and El Nino. This is an El Nino year.
Right.
And so, from Mississippi to Alabama to Florida, there'll be a lot more of these events. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorms. But just imagine, put yourself in that position, getting sucked into, right?
Ooh, it's a hard pass for me. If I had a choice, I'd like to avoid.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about
there
Donald Trump.
There are definitely other things I'd like to do besides riding some sewage.
Riding the sewer. The federal judge who issued a protective order barring Trump and his attorneys from disclosing evidence in the documents case that we're sort of all wrapped up in. What's more, the order stipulates that Trump can only view evidence in the case if he's being supervised. Who's going to supervise him? What's the story behind the story? You're always up on all of these things.
I don't know who's going to supervise them. Maybe somebody from the court. You get why the judge has to say don't disclose evidence, because Trump wants to talk about this. And
of course
you want to protect items of the case. You want to protect
He's his own worst enemy when it comes to this, because the more he talks, the more it can be used against him.
Yeah, so they don't want him to talk more about it. I get that. The overseeing of evidence, though, come on. If these were his own documents, what is the point? He's already seen them. He knows them. I can't imagine that he's going to be reviewing a lot of the evidence without his lawyers anyway, but who's the official person that is going to be watching over? I don't know about that.
Yeah. Who's watching over him? Okay, Bad Vlad is in the news today. Surprise, surprise. But it's not for the invasion of Yugoslavia. A lot of people have not heard this story yet. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, is pursuing enemies all around the world. He has his intelligence operatives going across the world, including coming to the United States to kill an informant. Do you see this?
I did.
This is, huh? What the heck? This guy is in Miami.
This guy living in Florida. Watch out.
Yeah. So the Russians, so I suppose they have their fake passports, right? And they get in, they can do whatever they want. This is something, the fellow's name is Mark. Let's see how I do with this, Jennifer. You ready? Polymeropoulos. His name is Mark Polymeropoulos. Okay, anyway. He saw operations in Europe.
Now, I saw Alexander Potoyev. That's different?
Yes. No, I see what you're saying.
You're like, that's the guy who wrote the story.
Potoyev. Right. Yeah. Polymeropoulos. Yeah, right. I get the two of them confused. Anyway, this has been going on here for a number of years. Apparently, they've had people looking around. So you wonder how many people just drop off the face of the earth and, you know, what's happened to them?
Well, and how many of them are here? I mean, this guy's just hanging out in Florida.
Right.
Vladimir Putin tries to finds out about it and then sets up an assassination order to try to get him because now he's an American spy. They turned him.
Yeah. They're good for us, I guess, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely we're winning when we've got the goons from Russia coming to assassinate our people.
Right. Yep, here we go. Okay, now, here is the story of all these letters with suspicious white powder. Remember anthrax from, what, 10? How long ago was that, 15 years ago?
Oh, gosh, wasn't that, I mean, after 9/11 there was an anthrax scare. They've come and gone a few times.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's another one for you to chew on. FBI and multiple state agencies investigating dozens of letters containing this suspicious white powder were sent to members of the state legislature in Kansas. So the Kansas Bureau of Investigation looking at 80 different letters that had come in. And let's see here. The substance was tested, and they can't figure out what it is. They don't know whether it's a bio.
Is it just?
They don't know. It apparently is not anthrax. It could just be, you know, it could be baking powder. And then they send it along cryptic, and they just say, okay, we're going to get you. And they look at them, open it up, and if you don't change your vote, you're going to get more of this.
Well, it is unnerving, I would think, to open up an envelope and have some powder poof out at you.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yeah.
Powder poop. Here's the bear. You're in the bear department now. We have some bear attacks to talk about. Yep, this is the time of year.
Do you need when bears attack?
Steven Jackson sitting in a chair in his camp in Prescott, Arizona, gets approached by a black bear. This sounds like a black bear comes into a bar. But no, this is serious because this guy was attacked by the bear and it killed him.
Hey, did you hear about the three-legged cat who was sitting at the bar? Bartender says, can I help you? Cat says, looking for the guy who shot my paw.
There you go.
Get it? Three-legged cat?
Yeah, got it. Yes, thank you very much.
Sure.
Did your father tell you that? That sounds like a joke that would come from your father.
It is a dad joke, but no, he did not. He was not responsible for that.
Okay. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back to the 66-year-old Tucson guy. Who was building a cabin in a remote area. And this is north of Phoenix. Neighbors heard him screaming. So if he's in a remote area, where did the neighbors come from? I guess would be the question.
Must have had a loud scream.
Yeah.
People in Phoenix heard him.
Yeah. Neighbors attempted to scare off the bear by yelling, honking their horns, chasing the guy around. They tried to get him, but they didn't get there fast enough. And so here is the end of this guy just sitting on his porch. Ugh, what a horrible ending. You know,
wait a second. So the bear actually ate the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
And How often does that happen? Aren't you supposed to, like, be big and hulking and scare the bear away?
Well, I think you can do that. Sometimes you can punch the bear in the nose if you can get to him. But the claws, have you ever seen the claws of a bear?
When
they get a hold of you, they just rip you apart.
Ugh, God.
So, anyway, this guy was dead. But one of the neighbors had a shotgun. They killed a bear after he killed this guy. And so one of the things that's going on now, and you need to be aware of this, all over the country, there are a lot of bears that are like foxes and like coyotes and like pretty much everything else is being pushed back from their habitat by development.
They're hungry and disoriented.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they go after, you know, I have to take care. A lot of coyotes come to my farm, want to kill the chickens or kill calves or kill whatever they can kill because they haven't got anything to eat. And so the predators prevail to a point. And the good thing about the bear, I guess it wasn't sick, but it was hungry. So this guy's having lunch on his porch. The bear comes along, bing, bang, boom, that's the end of that.
You know what else is mean, and I don't think I realize? Skunks are mean.
Oh, skunks are horrible.
Skunks will kill chickens and all kinds of stuff.
Anything, yeah. Oh, you remember what happened to me when Daisy was first new to me in 2018? We were on the farm, we were walking around, we have a nightly walk. Mm-hmm. And so she chases the cats, she chases everybody around, then when she catches them, she doesn't know what to do with them. She just chases them.
She just wanted to get them.
So she sees this movement. It was dusk, and I couldn't see what it was, but there was something moving in the shed. She takes off after it, and next thing I know, I hear this skunk sprays Daisy, and I go over to try to get her away from it. The skunk sprays me. Do you remember that story? It was everything. It took me almost a month to get the smell off of
and
my...
And it's the world's most awful smell.
Awful. 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 Ugh. Awful. Yep. All right. Well, listen, I have a moment of silence with this guy and think... I suppose it can happen to anybody under the circumstances as things change. Rolling along into 48 after the hour now.
Smell you later.
Right, yeah.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
if allergic to SkyRizzy, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons that I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy a 2 month supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
After the hour, time for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. He's been visiting with us for a long time. I like it when he visits with me because then I can get some of the things that he's been focusing on as we try to improve your health, modifying your nutrition, learn about the evils of processing and refined foods, right? All of this stuff. Don't eat too much. It's like the warning, natural foods are the best, what's picked and harvested. This time of year we're getting fresh, well, hard time around here getting fresh strawberries because of the late frost. But there are other things that are coming in. I find it very gratifying to be in the farm, food, and family business at this time of year. So anyway, you can check out Jack every week. The program that's heard on many of these same stations over the weekend, plus the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Jack, brought to us by the folks who are responsible for helping you lose weight the safe way. That would be Calitrim. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere, and you get the great bargains. Buy a 4-month supply using the discount code Doug. You get 4 months free with 4 months of the product at $279 at toploss.com. Just use the code Doug. Okay, so I see that there's a report on yoga, Jack, and the report suggests that it being yoga, can help cancer patients cut the risk of the spread of the disease. If you have a twice-a-week yoga practice session, then you're likely to be less likely to get cancer. And if you have cancer, it supposedly helps the cancer from returning. There are 18 million people every year who develop cancer. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes.
Huh. Well, it's the food. It's our, I guess it isn't our environment.
But acceptable. Stuff.
Yeah, right. So that's a bit of interesting news. You're always talking about various vitamins, what we need to put into our body to make ourselves healthier than we are. It's not processed foods. I noticed something about your brain health, our brain, all of us. And the way to make sure we have a healthy brain is to eat food that is spoiled. Can I put it that way? Spoiled food?
Fermented is a better word.
You're right. Okay, well, fermented food, spoiled food, whatever. You say potato, I say potato. So, but, you know, before the refrigeration, people drank fermented milk all the time. That's what yogurt is, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. That's one of the ways in which they would preserve foods. They'd either salt the meats, or they would ferment the grains before they made the bread, or they would ferment the vegetables that would allow them to last for several days, if not weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Fermenting is just digestion. And so these foods would be partially digested through the fermentation process. Sauerkraut being one of the most common of all.
You like sauerkraut?
I love sauerkraut.
That's yeah, that's right. You used to tell me you had it on your cereal or something crazy like that. Right?
Not exactly my cereal, but I would eat sauerkraut for breakfast. Because sauerkraut contains an amino acid called choline that is absolutely vital for the production of acetylcholine, which is necessary for muscle control, circadian rhythm with sleep, with memory, and the ability to get up and move across the room.
Doesn't standard process have something that is acetyl something or other? Do I remember
seeing
that?
Yeah, choline. They have a choline product.
Yeah.
That's absolutely necessary for muscle contraction, brain.
So is that sauerkraut stuff? You take this?
No. It's derived from a different source.
Oh.
But sauerkraut is so easy to get. You just want to make. You either make your own, and there's some great videos on YouTube as how to make your own. You just want to try to make sure the cabbage, cabbage, because cabbage, regardless of how it has been processed, before the cabbage reaches the grocery store, it's covered with a kind of bacteria that actually Mother Nature has made to preserve the cabbage.
All right.
And so let's cut the cabbage up.
Yeah.
If you just cut it up and just go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I'm getting the sauerkraut part of it. But when you get down to brass tacks, maybe it's because our taste buds have been developed around sugar and sweet stuff.
Yes.
But I'm having some yogurt right now, as a matter of fact. Yogurt's okay. But some of the kefir and kombucha, however you say it, some of that stuff, it tastes
like poison. They've got to be tangy. And including the yogurt. The yogurt's got to have a slight tang to your tongue. If it doesn't, it's just soft ice cream. The real value of the yogurt, the real value of the kefir, if it doesn't have a tang to it on your tongue, so it's got that little bit of an acidic effect on you, the real benefit of it is gone and it's been replaced by sugar.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess that's why I like it.
Right.
Yum! All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.